Happy Thursday, everybody. This is DJ Risque. I am live at Dominican University, home of the Penguins in San Rafael, California. Today, you are listening to DJ Risque in my segment, Coping on the Court. And my show is about not only... the title, Coping on the Court. I just think that is more about mostly coping through everything, you know, coping in athletics, coping in school, coping with your family. Just really learning how to juggle everything that life is thrown at us. And I wanted to start off my show with a song, but I'm having troubles making my song play, and so I'm working through that for a moment, but it will not take long. So I will start. I'd like to say today I am very blessed and thankful to be even alive, to have woken up, to have gotten a little bit of sleep last night. Sleep for me is like, yeah, sleep. I love sleep. But, you know, it definitely helps me, you know, clear my mind and really be able to not let certain things throughout the day really take hold of, you know, what happens to me and my emotions. And so I'm really happy I got some sleep. You know, today, actually, I got to go on a field trip to Walt Disney Museum, and that was really cool for my graphic illustration class for communications. But it was interesting to see, you know, and the more, you know, the more that I learn in college, and it's funny because we all, and if anybody would ask me previously, you know, I would always label myself, you know, I'm a basketball player, you know, that's what I do, and that's what I've always done. And it's really funny, you know, when, so I went into the museum and I took a look around at everything, and seeing, you know, the work, honestly, the work that these people have done in animating and creating the cartoons that we've all grown up to watch, you know, it's fascinating because it wasn't just a picture. It wasn't just the picture of what, you know, the cartoon was. It was pretty much the whole process. It was the step to it, you know, every step. And, you know, that just made me think about, like, oh my gosh, like, even in basketball, even in school. So my example for basketball, you know, I start off dribbling, you know, when you're a little kid and you have to lift up your leg to dribble the ball through your leg, you know, that's a progression, you know, just like in drawing, like what I learned today. You know, you start off with a couple lines. You don't just pow have a picture, and you don't just pow become Michael Jordan, you know. It takes a lot of time and development and being uncomfortable. Here's another thing I'm learning and coping and dealing is it's a lot of adjustment and you know, stepping outside of your comfort zone. I feel like that's another thing that I've been this last couple of days, stepping outside of your comfort zone, just doing things that you necessarily don't want to do. Like, shoot, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning, to be honest. I was really tired. But, you know, there was somebody that was, you know, waiting on me for a ride and for, you know, the museum. And it's like, well, I'm not going to make him late just because I don't want to get out of bed, you know. And it was just funny. But, like I was saying, it's all about, you know, things that we don't want to do, getting outside of your comfort zone. And just a weird example, like, for today, yesterday for me was, you know, we have good days and bad days. And yesterday, I would say it was one of my, you know, a little rougher days. And, you know, I got a visit from one of my biggest support systems, you know, my mom. And it was as simple as, you know, she got me a pair of dress pants, you know, for like an interview, or, you know, if I happened to get an internship or something, I needed a pair of dress pants. And it was something as simple as, you know, wearing my pants, you know, for the first time. it makes me feel good about myself, you know. It's like, it's funny how, you know, something so simple, you know, it's like literally just a pair of pants with my belt on it, it makes me feel so much happier. Just, it's something little, something small, you know, something that you can hold on to. And it's all about those moments is what I'm realizing, you know, the little things that you can hold on to, because you can't hold on to the negative, because, you know, when you hold on to the negative, you're just going to continue getting more and more of that. So what was the point of that, you know? And another thing that I think is really important is, just our relationships, you know, and our support systems in themselves. And some another thing that I'm learning is, you know, is, like, the people in my life, my fiance, like, my best friend, it's like, you have to get... For me personally, coping on the court, what that means for me, it's finding a way to, you know, it's not leaning on my fiance all the time, like sucking all the life out of her. It's funny, because that's the person I love the most, you know, and that's the part of coping, you know. I've got to realize that, you know, I'm here to better, you know, myself, but me and my fiance's future, you know. I mean, I want to have the best for our family, you know. I don't want our kids to have to do any of the things that we've done. I mean, they're going to learn, but they're not going to learn, you know, by your teeth and your nails. And it's realizing that, you know, you don't always need, you know, somebody to say they love you, you know. Sometimes you just got to know. And that's a real big thing for me to learn, is you don't always need constant, you know, oh, good job, or constant intention, something like that. You just got to, you know, you got to find it in yourself. And that is the biggest part of being an athlete too. And it's funny how that correlates, you know. It's how much we depend on our relationships. But when it comes to sports, in pretty much every sport, regardless, you know, golf, tennis, I mean, yeah, that is pretty much an individual sport, but you still rely on, you know, everybody around you that gets you to that level, you know. So like in tennis, you probably don't play, I mean, you probably have a friend, you know, that you play all the time and it's really competitive with, but, you know, how much can you say that, you know, you really trained everything on your own? I mean, I can only imagine with tennis or like golf, like obviously golf, you know, you can go out there and you can play by yourself. I mean, you can play any sport by yourself. Like, I mean, it would suck to play catch football or baseball by yourself, but it's just funny because we always have to learn how to deal with, you know, those other people. And but it's not about the other people, it's about ourselves. And I feel like the biggest part of coping and growth for me personally is, you know, it's everybody in my life. Yeah, they have, you know, they have helped me, you know, develop manners and certain behaviors and certain things that I'll always do, or things that I haven't always done. And it's I love the fact that, you know, our family and sorry, excuse me, our family and, you know, the people around us, we all have our own separate lives. That's what I love, you know. Even my fiance and I, as much as I want to say, you know, like, I love spending as much time with her and I love having the days together, but we have separate lives, you know. Like, she goes to work all day, you know, she does her thing, and it's, you know, and it's, that's the best part, you know, is, you know, having separate lives and being able to, you know, do the things that we can do together every day. I mean, separately, like, I have to, obviously, my work is, you know, coming to school and being the best student athlete that I can be. And her job, you know, just working and, you know, keeping home and keeping our animals, you know. It's, we all have our separate things that we do. It's, you know, how we come together, how, you know, the downtime, the things in between. That's what I really love a lot, actually. It's comfortability. I mean, obviously, growing, like personal growth, I feel, well, especially in college, the personal growth that comes from being uncomfortable. It's learning how the heck, for me right now, the best way I could describe it is, I am an ant under a magnifying glass, you know, and at first, you know, at first it's a little rough. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's getting really warm in here. You know, like, ooh, I don't know where it's coming from. But you can't really see that, you know, there's something bigger there. You know, something's happening. And the growth is, you know, I'm not going to be the little ant that stands there, you know, like it's on fire. I'm gonna run in every direction, you know what I mean? It's, oh, that way didn't work. And it's just like, you know, I try this and, okay, maybe that didn't work for me. So I'm going to try this. And, you know, maybe I run the little guy with that, the magnifying glass, you know, the whatever, it's a metaphor right now. But if I was, you know, like to run under his foot, or, you know, and... It's just funny. You gotta try new things until you see what works for you, and it's only gonna work for you. You know, I mean, I can ask hundreds of people. You know, like, and that's what I love to do. I love to ask people. You know, how, you know, what works for you? How do you clear your mind? You know, what have you done? You know, like meditation, or, you know, taking a walk, writing to yourself. You know, lots of things, and I'm just so intrigued that. You know, everybody, I don't know, I'm so fascinated by people, and maybe that is why I do love team sports so much. It's, I love being able to really learn, not, and it's only on the court, you know, it's not, and especially in college, it's, you know, basketball is more like a job now, you know, this is what I'm doing, you know, to get me through my degree, you know, and basketball, it's not like, obviously, I'm not going to go to the NBA. So for me, it's, you know, it's staying focused and doing the best that I can do, so that I will be on the path to being successful. You know, and working hard in the gym and being the best basketball player I can be. Yeah, that's important. But the biggest part is, you know, the success in the classroom. You know, it's. I mean, woohoo! I could average the highest score, and I could, you know, get all the rebounds. I could be this, but being a basketball player isn't going to define me, you know. And that's a big thing that I'm learning. As much as, you know, I spent all summer long, you know, training for this opportunity. I'd spend hours in the gym each day, you know. Like, it's so silly, you know. We just, the things that we do, you know, the dedication and, you know, perseverance and doing the things that we don't necessarily want to do, but doing them to lead us where we want to go. And, I really love that. I love the fact that it's, like, I love to watch, I feel like maybe that's a lot biggest part of my show is, one, I like to ramble about, you know, basketball and how basketball has helped my personal life, but I also... I feel like I like to project maybe what motivates me a little bit, and, you know, what, you know, for me, I mean, I'm a person that it's hard for me to, you know, really find it inside of myself. I'm a people person, you know what I mean? It's harder for me to, you know, be internal and really problem solve everything, you know, in my own heart and my head, because I am so indecisive. That's why I like to, you know, ask people's opinions, you know. What have you gone through? We've gone through similar things. Okay, you know, how did you get through that? How did you adapt? And it's so funny when I want to know, like, I bet you everybody has this problem, but, like, you just want to know what, you know, what to do. Is what I'm doing, like, is what I'm doing really, I mean, gonna do anything for me? Like, it's so funny. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna meet lots of people, and that's the biggest part so far. You know, it's in. I mean, honestly, the biggest reason why I'm still at Dominican University, in this program, in this school, in this area, in this city, away from everything that I love. It's just. I mean, it's breaking down the walls. You know, it's in the people and. Not necessarily the students, because we all have our own, you know, lives, but the professors and the people that, you know, that work here, that have life experience, you know, and that have ended up here. It's interesting to, you know, really, you know, oh yeah, do you have a degree? Oh no, but I still work at, you know, the university, and it's funny, because we're never ever gonna know what, you know, what, I don't know. I guess there's some people that know, like, oh, I'm going to be this. I'm, you know, I have been so passionate about this for all of my life. You know, that I'm set. And it's funny because that is what I thought as well. You know, I thought that, I don't know. It's funny to say, yeah, I mean, I'd love to play in the WA. That'd probably be the funnest thing. It's reality. At some point you have to, you know, at some point you have to realize, you know, what is real and, you know, what is doable, what can we control even. And I just think it's funny, you know. I wish I was one of those people that, you know, had, you know, I'm 22. I knew exactly what I wanted, you know. But I feel like that's the best part about life is you may think you know what you want until, I don't know, that's what you have to experience things. You have to go outside of your comfort zone and really look and find what you think you're going to do. But it's like playing circles, you know what I mean? We can do things that we think are going to help, but what's actually going to help? And I mean, there's so much to learn in everything and every person. That's why, I mean, I really like to take advantage of, you know, the conversations that I do have with people, because, you know, every conversation you have, you learn something, you know, either about that person, about yourself, about anything you just talked about. I don't know. And forming relationships, friendships, acquaintanceships, you know. And it bends my mind, you know, to think about, you know, the things that we go through in our life. You know, there's nothing in it that we can control, but, you know, it's obviously frustrating, but, you know, why get frustrated about the things that you can't control? You know, what's the point? Why must we, you know, that's what I wish I could do. One thing, if I had a superpower, I wish I could take away all the, you know, the thoughts that made us question ourselves, you know. Perfect example, I have a tattoo and it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And when you literally, anybody, just think about that for 1 second. Nobody stops us more than ourselves, more than our thoughts. You know, if we're like, oh, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not good enough for that. Or, you know, I'm never going to get that job. Right? The heck you aren't. I wish that would be my superpower, to take away everybody's self-doubt. That would be the coolest superpower. Because imagine a world where everybody, where you don't need anybody to be like, oh, you blah, 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 blah. Where, you know, if we have that in ourselves. We have it in ourselves to, you know, be the best that we can be without really anything else. I mean, and it's not, by anything else, I don't mean, you know, support and our friendships and our relationships. I mean, like, if life throws off a curveball, you know, that's how we dodge it, you know. Or, you know, you get hit in the face, you just wipe it off, you know, and continue. It's hard because, I mean, we get stuck, and even myself, you know, you come from somewhere where there was comfort and there was safe and you felt safe, you know, and where you were a shark in your fishbowl, you know, and then, you know, you get taken out of your fishbowl and you get put into the ocean where there's a bunch of other sharks, you know, and what makes us think inside of ourselves that we aren't the hungriest shark, you know? We are the hungriest shark. We can make ourselves the hungriest shark. And I want to take away all of that from people, because I hate, and maybe that's what makes me so frustrated, is because with myself, how I see it in myself the most, you know, it's, you know, somebody wants to push me down and I get back up, but I let that person stay in my head, you know? It's funny. When, you know, we've got to find that place inside of us where we're like, you don't take no from nobody but yourself. I mean, no, I don't mean like, no, you're gonna stop yourself. I mean, like, you gotta know the line of where you should say no. You know what I mean? Like, We've got to be adults here and safe, mature adults here. I just mean you should never cut yourself short. You should never lack something. And I really want to just be empowered by how powerful you are. And that's what I'll play this one. Man, woman, it's not about whether you're a man or a woman. It's about the personal power. Just sing it, get loud with me. Just turn it up, feel it all inside of yourself.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn.
If that didn't make you feel like a little bit better after that, that literally like almost brings tears to my eyes every time. Like it pumps me up. Okay, I'm not. The only thing is, if you wait, rewind. You are listening to DJ Risqué, Back From a Break. That song was I Am The Man by Aloe Black. I'm not really the man. I'm the woman, but I love the song, and I can't wait until they finally remix it. Like, I am the woman. I think it would sound a little bit different, obviously, but that's okay. It doesn't really matter. Okay, so back to what I was saying. My show today was a little bit more about, it's kind of a mixture of things today, because this week has been interesting for me, and one thing that helps me cope on the court, which is my show, and I feel like the reason I picked this is honestly for a lot of reasons, because it's not just basketball. It's not just physical, because, you know, I could run on a treadmill until you told me to die. I mean, until I fainted or died, I would run on that treadmill. You couldn't make me, it's not all about it is all about mental. I don't know why I was just about to say it's not all about mental, because it's not all about physical. It's all about mental. What can we tell our minds to do, you know? And especially that, you know, the life change for me, you know, right now, going from something that was, I was honestly ready to start my life. You know, I was happy, I was comfortable, had, you know, my house with my dog and my cat and my fiance and my best friend, you know, and working a bunch of jobs, and, you know, I mean, I had everything I wanted, you know, but obviously, you know, there's always that question, you know, there's got to be more, you know, I deserve more, you know. I work my booty off for more. I deserve better than this, you know? And I think that's what we need to tell ourselves a little bit more each day, you know? It's, you deserve better than whatever you think, you know? If you're stuck at a job and you're just like, oh my God, I hate this. I hate this. I mean, that's funny. I'm going to say, you know, do the things that make you happy. But also, I mean, so for example, okay, I'll do two examples. Out of high school, I was working at a bunch of, you know, restaurants. Okay, I worked at four different restaurants, two family owned, one a little bit more corporate, and three family owned, I'm sorry. And so these restaurants, the first one I worked at, they treated me like a dog, right? And I hated it. I got no tips. I was doing all the work and was getting paid for only one human being, you know? I was doing four people's jobs and getting paid for one. And it was just funny. It was just funny to me that, you know, and then I got another job, and so one aspect was better, so I got better tips, but then they started putting me in the dishwasher, and then they wanted me to throw the sign, and then it's like, okay, so now I'm not really doing the job that I was supposed to do, but, you know, I mean, whatever. And then so I wasn't doing that anymore. That was not making me happy. That was not worth the amount of money. Okay, so I got another, you know, a restaurant job as a server, and I think it's about, I mean, obviously the process. I went from busser to busser to busser, then finally to server, and we do have to put in the time. You know, you have to pay your dues. You know, and especially, I mean, I don't want anybody. I don't think anybody should, you know, their dream should be, oh, I'm going to be a server or a busser forever, because that's not you. You are better than that. You are better than that. That is, it's like a part-time job, you know what I mean, to get through college, or you're struggling, or you need some extra cash or something. But, I mean, and then my other example for you, though, was, you know, so the whole idea was not settling, but there's some things that, you know, we have to, so for example, you know, our education, and, I actually have a couple stats, but I'll continue. For college athletes, and college athletes I did specifically because, I mean, I'm not, I've always been a student athlete. I've always been in the sport. So when you play sports, obviously that's a little bit more to juggle than, you know, just a student. And obviously students have things going on too, you know, jobs, blah, 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 blah. We all have our own things going on. And for me though, as a student athlete, it's, you know, I've always had to have, you know, so you have school, 12 units of full load. Here it's 17 units of full load. And then you have all your classes and you got to eat, and then you got practice a couple hours a night, and then you can't sleep. And it's like, oh my goodness gracious, it adds up on you. And it's just like, well, it's kind of funny and not really funny at the same time, but it's, you know, we have to start to look at the bigger picture, you know. Obviously we have to do the things, the little things that make us happy now. Like for me, I like to try to say hi to the people that make me really happy each day around campus. The people, you know, the faculty, you know, the people that go out of their way to do things for us, you know, that brings a smile on my face, you know, and that really helps me, you know, this may not be, you know, anything that's another thing. Our expectations can't be set so high that, you know, we're already set up for failure, you know. You're already going to be set up to hurt yourself, you know. We got to have lower expectations. I mean, I don't want to say lower your expectations, because everybody deserves to have, you know, nice things and to be the best that you can be, you know. You can have the best love, the best job. You have to do what it takes. If you want it, you have to do what it takes to get it. And for me, that's, you know, realizing that I have to sacrifice a little bit of my happiness right now, you know. I have to sacrifice a little bit of myself for my future self, you know. I bet you 20 years from now, hopefully not that far, but I'll look back and I'll be like, 22-year-old DJ Risqué, like, thank you so much for what you did. Like, you know, it's funny, because that's how it works, you know. And when you look at all of our elders, you know, all the people that we look up to and respect, people that respect us, the people that go out of their way to do things for us, whether that be family, friend, teacher, random Samaritan, acquaintance, anything, a dog, like, we just have to find the little things. Like, we really do just have to find the little things to hold on to get us through, because we're going to have tough times, you know. One of my roommates told me yesterday, you know, she was like, honestly, bro, if it didn't hurt this bad right now, then how would you know what it felt like when you were good? And it's like, yeah, that's true. It's like, you can't be happy all the time, because, you know, you got to have something to push for, you know? Like, I feel like in my eyes, I have the most perfect, beautiful, wonderful fiance in the whole world. And that's my best friend, you know. Been my best friend forever, and it just so happens that now we have a wonderful relationship, and it goes right into coping on the court, you know. It's us trying to deal with, you know, not being able to, you know. That was my teddy bear. That's how I slept at night, you know. So that's adjusting to new sleep patterns, you know. And I can only imagine how my teddy bear is adjusting, you know. And that's what's so about this situation, you know. It's we're just doing what we gotta do to get by, you know. It's like that's the sacrifice, you know, a short amount of sacrifice for hopefully what will be a very long and long, you know, relationship. And hopefully our kids, you know, will look up to, mommy went to college, you know, like, that's what it's for, you know. Like, and not knowing that, or just knowing that, you know, the fact that, I mean, I want this so bad, not only for myself, like, obviously this degree, my education, me being on the radio, me being at Dominican, that is for me. This radio show is for me. And everything that I've done has put me where I am right now. Nobody has worked for me. Nobody has sweat for me. Nobody, I mean, it's just so silly when you think about it, you know? Like, how did you get where you got? Like, what did you do? I feel like my the point of my show, honestly, is like, if anybody is listening, like, it's gonna be okay. Like, it can only. I mean, it does get worse, but it gets better. Like, you can only go so far before, you know, you pick yourself back up. You know, you gotta find the pieces. We're all gonna get hit down. We're gonna get pushed down and beaten up and abused all the time by people that we work with, all kinds of people. And it's just like, it doesn't matter what they think. What kind of life do you want to live, you know? Do you want to live to make everybody else happy? I want to live to make myself happy. I want to live to make my family the most, I want to set my family up with just a life, right? I don't want my family to have to struggle. I want to help other people. I want to, like, where maybe, just like when I was a kid, you know, and maybe somebody donated to the program that helped the ones that couldn't pay, you know. I want to donate to those programs, you know. I want to be the one to help those kids, you know. I would never want, that's what's crazy, you know. There's parents all over the world that are doing, you know, everything that it takes. It's, you know, man. I've never wanted, like, to wish for, like, world peace, you know? It's just, it would be nice if, you know, like, the kids that deserved it, you know, like, the little good kids that never got a new pair of shoes, you know? I would give them mine, like, imagine how much that would change their life. I don't know what this has to do with basketball. Maybe if you gave that kid a pair of shoes, he would start playing basketball. Maybe then that would give him a dream. That would give him a goal. You know, it's a funny correlation there. You know, that reminds me of Like Mike or something. It's Play Like Mike with Bow Wow. It's a movie probably from like the 90s. I don't know how many people would remember that, but it's a good one. And I'm gonna go on a short break, and since I'm feeling kind of grateful right now, let's play this song for you. And I hope you enjoy it. DJ Risqué will be right back after this break. You are listening to Penguin Radio.
I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight look. I live the life I deserve. Bless. A vacay, I feel better at work. I mean, whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my two gon' go to back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me. These are all my confessions, man. This wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That can get petty. Don't get no dap to me. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man, this what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit will profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know. I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know. I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way
up, I feel blessed.
I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two by where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man.
It is what it is, trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my front of six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For that don't really do douche, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up,
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up,
way up, I feel blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals managed to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's a death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up,
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up,
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Since the truth keep traumatized, they try and compromise my size. So I Snapchat that. Tryin' CC, tryin' show. And I swear to God, I hope they post it. I'm blessed. Even though I get slammed with lawsuits like Cardo, C-3POs like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard. So I go extra hard on the hard floor. Right now, I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, I'm gon' swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool. And my daughter right there getting homeschooled. I'm blessed. And I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. In the hallway looking like a monastery, oh yes. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Come on, y'all. Way up, I feel blessed. I love that song because, I mean, when you listen to it, how can you not help but feel blessed after that? You're like, one. Hi, you are listening to DJ Risqué live in San Rafael at Dominican University in California. I am doing my show on Coping on the Court, and Coping on the Court means a lot of things, like mentally, physically, in school, in sports, in family, in friends. Mostly mentally for me, and obviously every single person is different, and it's you know, that's what I kind of think is most funny about this place, is because I will ask some people, I'm asking people about, you know, do you like school, do you like living here, do you like the campus, do you like the campus food, do you like anything, and it's like, some people like to be here, some people maybe don't like it so much, and I just think the most funny part is, you know, people like, some people like to get away from home, you know, like, they're like, oh, I'm gonna go to Dominican because it's like 40 million miles away from home, and I love that, you know. And then there's the people that you talk to that are like, you know, they're real homesick, like, they don't You know, maybe, like, just for me, for example, you know, I'm at Dominican because it was, you know, the best and only option that I really had, you know, for me, athletically and academically. I never, ever, ever thought I never thought I'd get a academic scholarship, but it turns out I did. It's like, wow. you guys can laugh at that, and I hope that you laugh because it's kind of funny. But just like, you know, and that's the last part of my show that I'd really like to brush up on. And I feel like a big part of my show is, you know, how I'm really like experiencing and feeling the day, because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm at Dominican, you know. Like, that's not the choice, you know. I signed my national letter of intent. I, you know, signed all my financial aid paperwork, and I'm here, you know. So I am here. I'm here to compete. I'm here to further my education. I'm here, and that's what's funny, you know. It's all the self doubt in the mind games, and the part of my segment that I would like to end on is, honestly, it's been, you know, probably for me, you know, being a 22-year-old, and I went to junior college for 4 years, the hardest part for me is, you know, adjusting from, it's like my whole life was flipped upside down, you know, like, everything I knew was just, it was flipped upside down, people, everything. I didn't even have my little animals, you know, like, you know how people are attached to their dog. I apologize. And I've got a couple dogs, and, you know, just my fiance, and that is, I feel like this is the biggest part of the journey, is, you know, figuring out for me how to, not only to, you know, keep my mind busy, you know, keep myself busy, but really to find ways, and, man, I just honestly don't even know how to explain it, because I'm sure half of, maybe, I hopefully not half of the students here are feeling this, but I'm sure that there are the amount of students that are like, you know, what am I doing here, you know? Like, for me personally, classes are not my, you know, my easiest feat, you know? It's probably where I've got to work the hardest, you know? And there's athletes, you know, that put hours at the I've really got to put the hours in, you know, in class, but something that really this week that is really helping, you know, me ground myself and really have a little bit more control is, you know, trying to, one, keep my mind busy, through two, to stay happy, and I mean just to find little things that make you happy, maybe even a smile, it really doesn't even matter. And third, one that one of my teammates shared with me was to show gratitude. And I feel like that one is super, super, super powerful. It really is, because this is the way I live my life as well. If you can lift somebody else, if you can lift somebody else up and make their day better, you've already made your day better. If you can make somebody else smile, chances are their smile is going to make you smile. You know what I mean? And it's that honestly, it's my favorite way to live. It's like, you've constantly got to prove. I mean, we're always going to constantly have to prove things to people, you know. But it's not for people, it's for us, you know. We've got to give ourselves the chance and the credit to, you know, make ourselves successful and be able to do the things that, you know, maybe we didn't think that we were going to be able to do, or things that I don't know. Mostly, like, for me, it was I never believed that I was going to be able to. I never thought that I would get a scholarship, you know, ever. Like, but who am I to tell myself that I can't do it? Like, why would I do that to myself, you know? And one thing I would like to, if anybody is listening, and you are struggling with anything, I mean, especially at Dominican, I can only imagine the amount of, like, struggles that you know, people have, and maybe like living situations, or you know, you're having family problems, or you're having relationship problems, or you know, I don't know, you can't eat, you can't sleep, something's wrong with your mind or your body. Just something that helped for me, I would say, is really, and literally it was a YouTube video that I got this idea from, that my teammate had sent me. But it's write a letter of gratitude, and then without any, you know, at first just write a letter, like, you know, who has helped you, who do you think has helped you become you the most, you know, or anything that you're passionate about, who do you think has helped you, you know, get to where you want to be most, you know, who, it could be anybody, whoever you're most grateful for. But I feel like you should write a really, really, really intricate, maybe it doesn't have to be that long, but something like, you know, what did this person do, what do they mean to you, who are they, you know, like, how did they help influence you, or do something for you. And I think that if you write that, I mean, that will make you a little bit happy, because that's it's remembering the story. It's remembering, you know, it's how did you get there, you know? And it's like, it's almost humbling to remember the struggle, you know? Like, when I spent so long in junior college, you know, it's, and I set myself back so much, it was me setting myself back. Nobody else was doing that to me. And that's when I had to realize, like, what am I, you know, like, what are we doing, you know? And that's when, like, that's what I'm talking about, gratitude. I try and text my old basketball coach, the one that picked me up at the restaurant. I try and text her all as much as I can, you know, like, I try to send her pictures of, you know, just, you know, the things that I've been doing, or just say hello. And it's just weird, because she always says, you know, she always says something back, and it's not like, it's, you don't need somebody to be like, oh, I love you, I'm so proud of you, good job, you know. It was just like, honestly, she told me, you know, just find your swag. Like, that's what she told me, find your swag. Like, just do whatever you gotta do, like, you know, make yourself comfortable, you know. And it's funny, because, you know, the relationships that we develop with people, like our coaches and our teachers, and I think it's interesting that those people, they learn how to, they learn you, they really do, and they learn how to talk to you, what motivates you, and it's so interesting, because, like, my old basketball coach, she I hope she never listens, but she literally was the coach that pissed me off the most. Like, I was always on the line running. I was always, you know, I always somehow pissed her off. And we mostly just bumped heads because we were competitive, you know, but I have so much respect for her. And, but she always liked, you know, test me to my limit as well. And that's what I thought was so funny, is we would always, you know, it was almost like back and forth. But when it comes down to it, sorry, excuse me. When it comes down to it, she's probably one of the persons that one of the people that I text and I show gratitude to the most, honestly. Obviously I put in the work, but if it wasn't for her, she wouldn't have, you know, reached out and got the scholarship. I mean, she wouldn't have reached out to coach here at Dominican and helped work out my scholarship, you know. If it wasn't for her, you know, I probably wouldn't even, honestly, have kept playing ball, because she picked me out of soccer. Like, I didn't want to play soccer. Well, I don't know why I was playing soccer. I was just bored. And so it's the people that we choose to, you know, really surround ourselves with. And I really believe it's way more important than we think to show gratitude, and to really let people know that, you know, you've done something for me. You've, you know, you've helped me. And And I really feel like people that feel appreciated go out of their way to really keep helping. And that's why I feel like, you know, you really got to make, if somebody helps you, like legitimately helps you do something, I really feel like you have to do something, not have to do, not an obligation. It's just even a thank you, you know, just make somebody feel like what they have done for you, it was worth it for them, you know, like, I don't know. Like yesterday at Starbucks, for example, I tried something new and it turned out really good, you know. So I just walked back to the barista and I said, you know, this is really good, you know, thank you so much. And she just smiled, and it was just like that little thing that I had said, you know, like just literally thank you for making me a good latte. Like it made me laugh. Like it made me laugh. But it's just it's making people feel like they're doing something, you know, like what they're doing is worth it or for a good purpose, you know. And that's what I love. I abuse the word appreciate. I abuse it because I really do appreciate what every single little person does for me, you know. Like I, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate, you know, even that extra second, like you had a conversation with me. Like, I appreciate that, you know? Like, I learned something from you. Whether it was a positive or a negative, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It's what you learned. What was the experience? Everything in life is an experience, you know? How do we adapt to our experiences? How do we learn from our experiences? You know, what do we... It's so beautiful when you think about it. Is if we could all... If it was literally just as simple as, you know, control your thoughts, you know. It's tomorrow's going to be better than today. Nothing is going to, you know, it can only get worse before it gets better. I mean, I feel like I said that wrong. But if you know what I mean, it gets worse before it gets better. It can only get so bad, you know. I mean... Literally, and think about it. There's people in third world countries that they don't get to eat every day, you know? So we don't have it that bad. And just be grateful and appreciative to, you know, everybody that, you know, adds to your life. Maybe doesn't add to your life. Maybe just, you know, says hi to you on a daily basis. I don't know. Just show gratitude. That's all you have to do. And I promise that'll make you feel a little bit better yourself. So today, you were listening to DJ Risqué, Coping on the Court. I hope you will continue to listen to Penguin Radio, and I will have my next show on Thursday at 2 to 3. And I will... Man, it's really tough picking a song because I'm so pumped up. I don't know which one will... I actually am going to play this for you guys. So enjoy it. Have a great rest of your Thursday. And I can't wait... Until next time. Yeah.
Penguin Press Pass.
This is DJLC, your host for this fine morning.
Real students.
In 2001, the millionaire Dennis Tito became the first paying space tourist.
Real news.
Benedict XVI's